Yo, what is going on, guys? We are back with another episode of Mogcast.
Episode number 41.
Episode 41. We are here with a reoccurring guest, Josh Bryant, a.k.a. Cousin Crypto.
What's poppin', motherfuckers?
Really quick, let's go through our sponsors. We've got Anabar, who sponsors this podcast. New flavor is dropped. I wonder if it's in, I have no idea if it's in stock.
We'll check as you talk.
Yeah, but you guys can use code MOG as a joint code. Also, Cousin has a code, so if you want to support him, what's your code?
Fuck yeah, it's code Cousin.
Code Cousin, so go ahead and support him. Then we got Gorilla as well, Young LA. And yeah, let's see if it's in stock.
It is in stock.
It is
it's still in stock.
There so you go. Guys can go grab. I would go grab some. I've been eating them. I've been eating one a night. I've been good.
What do you think of them? I haven't tried
it. Here, try it right now. Can you? Does it fit your macros, bro?
Bro, I don't fucking count my macros. I don't do that shit. I'll rip it.
Try it. Also, these boys got a little Bev.
Yeah, we got some La Celts.
Undisclosed, yeah. It's fucking good. I like it better than this one. This one's first. The cookies and cream is first, mm-hmm. And then this one.
What you think?
It's fucking good. It's delicious.
Yeah,
that's really ASMR action.
It's really good.
That's what I always told people with Anabar, like, yeah, you can argue the macros all you fucking want. You will not find bitter tasting protein bars.
That's true. Like, you're not going to eat it if you're cutting and shit. Mm-mm. But I gave Eric Madrid has never tried the, have you tried the cookies and cream and a butter?
I think I like the cinnamon one more.
That's crazy.
I think I did.
That's crazy. I gave Eric the cookies and cream version for the first time, and he was literally like, bro, they should just say fuck the protein bars and literally only do the Anna butter.
Oh, no, I'm kind of scared to like start on the Anna butter because I feel like I'm just going to eat it too much.
It's so good, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, the second I got a dog, I just fucking started ripping that shit fingers and all.
Yeah, like, the problem
I didn't
is
throw it on toast or anything.
Yeah, the
I
problem is there's that. Nothing, yeah, there's yeah. no way to eat it. You can only just eat it like with, like the only way is like a spoon. And then maybe
you can put it on like toast and stuff.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
what I was thinking.
It almost does it a disservice.
It does.
Like I don't even want to put on toast. Maybe like butter and an English muffin or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Cinnamon raisin bagel with butter and Anna butter?
Probably not. No, it's not. Probably not the cinnamon raisin.
Really?
No. Not with chocolate. So? Not with chocolate.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah. The cookies and cream version is like it's got Oreo pieces in it. Like chocolate.
These fools kill the flavoring on all this shit. It's.
But the one thing I noticed about prep is that I like weird fucking flavor combinations now.
It's like you're pregnant. You have weird cravings.
Like I saw Anthony, he was putting whole eggs in his oatmeal. He was putting like oatmeal with whey protein in it, like chocolate whey protein. Then he was putting eggs in it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and
then I went through prep and I'm like, yo, that shit sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like weird. Well, I used to put maple syrup in. Fucking, I had like big cauliflower, like pounds of cauliflower bags that I would get from Costco, and I would cook it with like a quarter cup of rice to make more volume.
Yeah.
And then put shrimp in it and chicken. And sometimes I would put maple syrup and barbecue sauce.
That's not even bad, bro.
Like,
I was doing
maple syrup.
On prep, I had tilapia, and sometimes I've had rice, but sometimes I wouldn't have rice. It would just be straight tilapia, and I would put sriracha and sugar free maple syrup on it. And liquid aminos, because I wanted like the saltiness, I wanted the sweet, I wanted the spicy, like anything to activate my dopamine.
Do you know what liquid aminos are?
It's like soy sauce, kind of.
I never knew until he showed me.
Yeah.
But why not just get soy sauce?
I think liquid aminos taste better on certain stuff. Soy sauce is better for sushi, and that's like it. Liquid aminos, I like on like rice with meat, I put liquid aminos. It's different flavor.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really salty.
I'm gonna have to
do
it.
Yeah, no, you should try that.
I was doing
because I know you're on your diet shit lately.
Bro, people tweaked out of me when I did my like weird, I guess, concoction was I throw Greek yogurt, cheese, and Frank's Red Hot, and I'll throw that with like ground beef or shredded chicken, anything, and it makes it like that creamy, like
that doesn't sound weird.
No, there's
at all.
It's
like creamy buffalo kind of.
It's literally, bro, like if you ever had the cheesy beefy burrito from Taco Bell, like that is exactly what it fucking tastes like if you mix it with ground beef. And it's obviously the macros on Greek yogurt is absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like that was a cheat code for me. I've been ripping that all day, every day. But
bro, I gotta show you. I'm gonna make a reminder. I gotta show you if you're on your diet shit, I got this this like anabolic buffalo chicken dip, bro.
Oh yeah, no, it's fucking crazy. It's so good.
It's like only protein. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, I'm on my diet shit to a certain extent. Like I don't really track or count any of my stuff, but I'll just eat healthy and I'll eat clean.
Yeah.
And then train hard and then obviously a little bit of the sauce and that seems to do the job.
Yeah. That's how it is for me right now. Dude, because you guys were talking about dips. My ex-girlfriend made, she would use Greek yogurt, like unflavored Greek yogurt. And she had like this, like seasoning. It's like a ranch seasoning. She would put that in there and it was literally fucking ranch, but better because it was creamy. It wasn't so liquidy.
Yeah. It was like protein ranch.
Yeah, dude, it was so good.
Damn. Bro, that's like, so many fucking
hacks. That's insane,
bro. Yeah, bro. And Greek yogurt's so low-cal.
I'm writing that down too.
Yeah.
Wait, so what is it?
It's like Greek ranch. Yogurt, and then there's like a ranch seasoning that ranch. Has like a little bit of calories, but it's not much, and you just mix it together, and there's one other ingredient that like I'm sure you could look up and find out.
Bro, the one thing I've learned with all this shit is like you can definitely make a plan. Like you can make fucking healthy food taste good. Just takes a little bit of effort and time.
Yeah, look at Greg Doucette, bro. He made a career on it. Same with like Remington, bro.
Dude, Greg has made a fucking bag from that cookbook.
Yeah. I'm about to make a cookbook, bro. Heinous Eats, on God. I seen that shit and I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it's insane because
I think we did the math on his cookbook because he mentioned in one of his videos, he's like, I have tens of thousands of reviews on this cookbook or something like that. Or he said, I have thousands of reviews. And I figure, well, if you have thousands of reviews, you must have tens of thousands of people that bought it.
Yep.
And if it's selling at like $150 or something, I did the math up. He's made, I know I did it with Kyle. I think just what I calculated was like $5 million.
Yeah, no, he posted.
It's probably more than that.
He posted the reviews and like there was a tab up top that said like reviews and it was like 4,000 on his first cookbook. So yeah, imagine how many times have you left a review on a product?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be 1/10 of the
people.
It's
probably 10% of people are leaving a review.
The only time I even leave a review is if it's shit and I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like if I don't even leave a review if it's good or anything.
Yeah.
Ever. So nah, that's yeah. Well, he had the fucking Urus and shit well before any started dropping the Turk and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That was all from the cookbook, bro.
Yeah, he has the Urus and then he's got the what is it? The AMG GTR
53 or whatever.
No, the long one.
Oh, it's just GT. Like
the GTR.
The AMG GT. Is it GTR?
Yeah, the GTRs. Oh. It's fucking sick, and he says he loves it.
Yeah, bro. That fucker taught me all my basics. Found him during quarantine, and just I was like, okay, bet.
Yeah.
But I'm not like one of those fools that die by the Greg Doucette sword, you know?
That's how I used to be.
Used to be too, bro. Yeah. And then I just realized, I was like, you know.
Did you finish that thing?
Bro, almost, bro.
Dude, the problem is because the sugar spikes my insulin, and I want more. And I'm not happy.
Bro, I was very close to telling them, yo, stop sending me this shit. I'll keep promoting it, but I have no self-control. And if I have a whole box in my crib and I fucking chief, I'm deleting at least 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's just an atrocious amount of calories.
Are you still smoking?
Bro, I've cut back a little bit.
No, I've noticed. And that's kind of making me sad, bro, because I'm just now getting into it.
Bro,
and then
I cut back quite a bit, but just because I think I went too much too fast. And it's like to the point where like, it started giving me a bit of anxiety. And it's like, I never wanted that shit, you know? So it's like, now I only smoke. Like
wait, anxiety when you're high or like after?
Yeah, when I'm high, bro. Like, dude, if I'm faded, I just start second guessing everything. Like,
yes.
All my moves, all that shit.
Yes,
so like,
bro.
I like, and especially with what we do, like trying to post content and stuff, I'm then like, no, I can't do that. And I'm just fuck,
dude,
dog.
I'm the same way. But I'm really good because that's only when I get too high. But I've come to the point where I hear those thoughts and I immediately just think, okay, I'm only thinking this because I'm high. So I'm conscious that I'm doing it. So I'm like, okay, it's only because I'm high. Because there are times when like Madrid finishes a video and I'm high. And so I'm like, okay, let me like watch it over before I post it tomorrow, the next day. And I watch it and I'm like, bro, I can't.
Bro, I stopped because of that reason. Uh-huh. I was just like, I can't fucking. And when I say stop, like I still smoke pretty much every day, but just what?
Oh, bro, I'm thinking like once, twice a week.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just before bed, though. Like, yeah. I'll just smoke and then I go to bed because it's like I don't have, once I've done all my shit and I don't have anything to worry about. And it's like, because, you know, we got big boy shit to deal with now. So it's like, it makes me overthink shit. And I feel like it's because I went too hard, too fast. Because I was at a point where when I was in Arizona, like, first thing I did, bro, before I even brushed my teeth, I hit the fucking Bing. And it's like, I would just go about.
That's what I was going to ask is like, so before you were just smoking all day?
All day, every day, bro. And it's like, I would do everything faded. Like, and it's to the point, like, no one even knew I was faded. Like, I was just like normal and stuff. And like now, like, I can't do it. Like, it's just like, there's too much like stress and anxiety for some reason. So it's like, I think, you know, same thing. Like, I'm a big fan of everything in moderation. And I didn't, you know, I abused that shit. Same way as if you take shrooms too much, too fast, too often, it's like, same thing. It's going to fuck your head up. So it's like, but you do it in moderation, you know, it's beneficial. Same thing. Right. I'm still on that wave with weed, I definitely think, you know, it can still be beneficial and shit, but just as long as you don't abuse it. And I was definitely abusing it. You know, mm-hmm. it's like a competition to see how much fucking weed I could smoke a day. Like, I was going through like an eighth every 2 days, like out of a bong, not smoking J's or anything. Like, I would have been crushing an eighth a day if I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, yeah, it just got to the point where also too, like, it just made me a little bit more lazy. And it never used to do that to me. It never made me like lazy, but it got to a point where I was just like, I would have like anxiety. So it's like, I didn't want to do anything. You know, mm-hmm. I just want to chill and wait for the high to go away. And like looking over the videos and shit, like whenever my boy would send me a video, I would have to wait until I was sober, because otherwise I'd watch it and I'd be like, that's not a good idea. Yeah, like, that's bad. Like,
bro, I can't even like text my girl or like text anybody, because I think I'm like sitting there typing out a sentence and I'm like, ah, no, that's not it. And then I read and I'm thinking, bro, I'm so dumb. Like,
it's crazy.
So literally when I smoke, I literally tell everybody like, yo, I'm going to bed. I turn on my phone. I do not disturb, and I watch Netflix, because that's the only thing that I can do. And I chill with like Milo.
Yep.
That's literally it.
Nah, it's the way to go, 100%. But yeah, bro, I just too much too fast, I think it was. So I've definitely cut back, but for sure, like, because I still, the way I got into smoking was to help me go to bed. And it's still like, nah, especially if I don't smoke the whole day, when I do smoke, I'm so fucking faded. So it's just easy. I'm lights out real quick. But I'm the same way. When I smoke, I don't want to do anything off that. I don't want no one texting me, none of that shit. I just want to chill, fucking watch some fucking Netflix and bed.
Bro, yesterday, him and I did, like, wait, I got to get you.
Real quick, just, if you can just tilt the mic up. I'll do like, it. Yeah. Thanks. I just don't want, and then tilt it, and then kind of tilt it like that, other way. There we go. Shit.
Okay, bad.
Good.
I was gonna say
we ran a smoke session.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I've been doing like these smoke sessions on my YouTube channel, and like Harry, you know Harry, he had a really good idea. He was like, "Yo, you should do like guests. Like, you should have guests on." So at the end of all my vlogs recently, I like sit down in the back and I smoke and I like just answer some questions that people ask. And so I've been having people on, and I want to get you on too, because a lot of people have been asking. But I had him on yesterday, and he was telling me, he was like, "Yeah, like I'll do it." And I was like, okay, bet. And then when I was rolling the joint, he was like eating a sushi, and I put some keef in there. And I was like,
I didn't fucking know.
Yeah, because he was like, I don't really want to get too high. And I'm like, all right, bet. And I just like put some keef, like not too much, but like I have a lot of keef. So yeah. I put it in there.
Did you do that because you were worried I wasn't going to like smoke enough?
No, I just wanted you to be high. Like, I just wanted you to be high. And I mean, I wanted to get high too. So I put keef in there. And I mean, I was high as fuck yesterday.
I wasn't too high, honestly. I took it conservative. I was like taking baby hits, but I was pretty high.
Bro, yeah. I thought I was going to come here and, you know, the shit I was going to pick up was going to be weak, but fuck, I don't know where these boys are getting it from, but it's gas. It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's Houston, bro. Like, I mean, it's fucking Houston. I feel like there's a lot of shit going down over here.
Any big city, like any big city, you can find a good plug. Yeah.
You can find a good plug.
They just
anywhere.
Import it from like California or whatever.
Yep. Nah, dude, it's crazy to me though, how like Delta 8 is just completely legal, like buy it from a gas station, like every, and then weed is like no go, because bro, if I hit those Delta 8 pens,
I'm fucked.
I'm fucking faded, bro.
Bro, we used to swear by it. Him and I used to fucking swear by Delta 8.
Dude, the
does it feel different to you?
Yeah,
really?
Delta 8 is more intense for me.
Dude, really?
It's way more intense, bro, but it's shorter. It's like an hour. I can't fucking hear shit. Like I'm gone, dude.
Dude, the bud doesn't do anything for me, but the wax, holy fuck. Well, yeah. I just like, I can't, like every single time I hit it, I'm like, how is this so legal? Yet the other shit you go to fucking jail for.
Yeah. I think it's literally K2, like almost K2.
Yeah, spice.
Yeah.
That's nuts, bro.
It's stupid, bro. The fact that spice is legal. For those of you who don't know what spice is.
I don't even know what spice
is. It's been legal for a while. I think some states have started to ban it, but federally it's still legal. And what they do is they take like oregano or something, or sage, some like normal herb that is smokable that has the same consistency as weed.
It's probably cheaper.
Yeah. It's just literally like fucking oregano. And then they spray it with synthetic cannabinoids, which is like the chemicals in weed, but it's synthetic. So it doesn't affect you the same way. And people will have like, I think people have died from spice.
Yeah, bro, you trip balls.
But people will like hallucinate and shit, and they'll have panic attacks. It's similar to like a bad salvia trip. It's more similar to that than it is to weed. And it's just crazy that shit's legal and you can just walk in and get it.
Bro,
because I knew people in fucking middle school that were smoking spice. Because that's all you could get your hands on. It was kind of hard. You're in middle school. You don't know the fucking plugs, you know?
Dude.
So you don't know how to get like real weed. but you could find someone who was 18 to walk in and buy you spice at a fucking gas station. And the bad kids at school would be sitting at the lunch table being like, yeah, I smoked spice yesterday. I had a fucking panic attack and I was hallucinating. And I'm like, bro, why would you do that? That doesn't sound fun.
Fuck no, bro. You know what they got to do is just legalize all this shit, fucking regulate it, tax it, problem solved.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then everyone's out of money. It's all like, it's all deep fucking.
It's all money.
Yeah, it's all money, bro. Because they're making money by like busting these people, you know? Dude, it's all a circle. It's full circle.
I think they could make more just from regulating it and shit. Like, I know like LA, like most of those fools that have dispos and shit there are not even profitable. Like a lot of them are not profitable because
the taxes
and the regulation is so heavy. So if you look at it, because I wanted to get into the weed business. I wanted fucking start Cousins Kush. When I started fucking
digging, Heinous Kush, bro.
Bro, when I started digging into this shit though, like all the like places that are legal and shit, and you know, they have their licensing and everything, they still push anywhere from 25% to 50% of their shit on the black market because it is so fucking hard to make bread doing it the right way. And then here's the next kicker. The government knows that if you are still in business and you are still profitable, that you are selling on the black markets. And then they can come bust your ass whenever they want. It's like you're saying, bro, just bread. It's just fucking bullshit after bullshit.
It's like,
it makes me wonder why, because this is not a new thing. They've served up like, they've served up in federal legislation. Yo, we should legalize weed federally many fucking times now. This has been a recurring thing for like decades. And every time it gets shot down by some old fucks with white hair that are like, nah, marijuana bad. But it's like, I really wonder if they're just doing that because that's how they grew up and they just think weed's bad, or if they're getting like paid or there's some sort of financial incentive for them to just say, nah, we're keeping weed illegal. Because at this point, the amount of scientific evidence that like weed can be good for a number of things, and this is coming from someone who doesn't really even like weed all that much. I just like it in little amounts sometimes. But I will admit, like, for some people weed is a fucking godsend. Like, they can get off certain medications that they were on because of weed. And the amount of scientific evidence is just like overwhelming. So for you to be able to turn a blind eye from that, I feel like it can't just be, oh, it's because I grew up and weed was bad when I grew up, so now I'm gonna shoot it down. Is like, you got to be getting paid by someone, bro, to like turn a blind eye.
Dude, like, I'm a big advocate for my liquor. I fucking love booze. But, you know, you fucking booze versus weed, you know, you drink too much alcohol, you end up laying the fool out next to you. You end up causing problems and that. You smoke too much, you get fucking anxiety and you go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just like, one thing is like, not only legal, but it's like promoted so heavy. Like every single holiday, you know, bro. Get drunk with your friend. Exactly. Yeah. Everywhere. It's everywhere. And then the other shit is still like, so just like, not it, you know, won't legalize it. And it's like, I don't understand it, you know?
It's crazy.
Yeah, with that being said, La Salle's coming soon.
Actually.
Start plugging it. But actually, I was going to ask if you think that people, and this is a question, for you.
For me?
Both of you. Do you think that, because a lot of our viewers are probably in high school now and they have a lot of, we had different, like, we all had I don't even know what I'm trying to say. We all had our own
views of
high
shit.
School. We all had our own high school. So do you think people who are watching, you think like, because I know where I was from, there's like a lot of drugs and like it was pretty heavy. Like people, like high schoolers, even middle schoolers, like smoking weed. Do you think that's still going on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think it's worse or better?
I think it's got worse.
I mean,
do you think more people are, more kids are smoking and doing drugs than when we were in high school, like our time? Because I also think that it's looked down upon more for some people, and other people it's more normal. You know what I'm saying?
I guess it depends where you're from. I think back when we were in high school, smoking weed was kind of almost cool because it was like edgy. So I don't think that's the case anymore because weed is so available that it's kind of like, yeah, there's nothing edgy about you if you can get your hands on weed in fucking high school.
But not just weed, though, just in general, like drugs and drinking. Oh. Like, even high school drinking, like, do you think, my first drink was 14 in freshman. So do you think there's, like, do you think it's gotten worse or better? Because they do those say no to drugs things, the flyers, like, don't drink. Mm-hmm. And I know
but that never did shit anyway.
Exactly.
Never,
don't. So, like, do you think it's gotten better? Do you think more underage kids are like drinking and smoking?
I mean, I don't know if it's more or less. If anything, like I'd say it's, you know, the same.
Put in the comments.
I think it could be worse, honestly, because like once I graduated high school, and I was in like the area that I was in, it was fucking Calabasas. So you had a lot of those like rich ass kids where, you know, the parents weren't ever home or anything. So it was like they were pieces of shit. But once I had graduated, like I had heard of at the middle school in the area. This is like fucking middle school. One of the kids had to get taken out in an ambulance because they'd like fucking blacked out during like drinking, like during class and shit. And like that's middle school. Like if my kid ever did that, my fucking foot's going to end up so deep in that fool's ass. Like I cannot even fathom that. But dude, I feel like COVID might have made it a little worse just because like, you know, there was that good like year, 2 years when no one did fuck all.
People are bored.
Wait, do you want to know the actual answer?
Yeah. No, I actually
So this is kind of surprising. Lifetime non-use of alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, and other illicit drugs. The lifetime non-use was at its lowest in the 80s. So it was almost at 0%, which means almost every fucking high schooler had done something at some point. And now, or in 2018, it's at 31%. So I don't know if you guys can see this graph. Maybe we'll just throw it on the screen. But the non-use of drugs has just linear gone up over time. So like that means less and less high schoolers have used drugs over time. So I guess all that dare shit is working then.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's just like looked down upon.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's going to be a point where it's going to go the opposite direction.
Because I almost feel like there's some like reverse psychology there, because back in the 80s, it was so like, it was so unheard of to like do drugs if you're in high school, or like you were really edgy if you smoked cigarettes or like drank, or especially smoked weed back then, that it's almost like as a fucking edgy high schooler, it made you want to do it even more.
100%.
Versus now, it's like it's not edgy for a high schooler to do Adderall, for example, because it's so easy to get.
Yeah, it's like bitches.
So
Adderall.
It's like if Adderall was super fucking illegal and people were like, yo, this shit will make your brain work way faster. It'll make you more efficient. It'll make you learn better. But it's super illegal. You got to watch out. All these fucking high schoolers would probably be like, yo, give me some, give me some. But because it's so available, it's like, it's not really a big deal if you do it. It's almost like, I'm not edgy if I do it. So why would I want to do this drug that has no cool factor to it?
Bro, and I'm telling you, coming from like a different like country and stuff where the drinking age was 18, I can definitely see that with the liquor. Like, for example, in South Africa, like it's not, you know, you fucking 17 years old. It's not that cool to be drinking like this because it's like, it's part of the norm there. Like the age there is 18, but anywhere from like 16 and up, like it's very normal.
Oh, so yeah, I was 18.
Just to cut in, I was going to say, I think in Germany or something, where's Oktoberfest take place?
Yeah, Germany, bro.
Germany?
16 for, yeah, it's 16, not hard alcohol, bro. So
but I feel like this is complete, I have no science to back this up, but I feel like high schoolers there are not as likely to be like, yo, sneak alcohol into the party. Because it's like,
it's there.
It's there, yeah. And you're allowed to do it. So yeah. It's like, yo, let's do something else that's edgy. Like, why would we want to drink? Like, that shit, 100%. We're allowed to do it, you know?
Yeah, bro, no, I mean, I've seen that firsthand. It's just like, you know, that's the same. I've been saying this shit for a minute. The U.S. needs to drop its drinking age because now, you know, when you go to college and stuff, you have all these kids that go off the fucking rails because they've had strict parents. They were never really allowed to have fun in high school. Now they get to college and they go get their balls hazed off unsupervised. You know, they're drinking absurd amount of liquor and shit.
Yeah,
there's no fucking versus another country, you know, where it's 18. You don't have to get fucking jumped into a frat or fucking hazed because you can go to a bar, you can have a drink where there's bouncers who are fucking supervising it versus a whole bunch of underage kids in a fucking basement. Some shit.
Exactly.
That's how, you know, a lot of these stories and stuff of the hazing where like kids die is because they don't call the cops because they like they're fucking
it's
scared.
It's illegal.
And shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they just put the motherfucker on the couch and hope he wakes up and he never wakes up.
Because 9 times out of 10, they probably will just wake up and it's like, oh, dude, I fucking blacked out. But there's those every so often where people are, they're and just fucking, they die.
And people, I was going to say, that whole 9 times out of 10 thing, people probably don't realize it, but in those 9 times out of 10, in those 9 times out of 10, they're actually probably pretty close to dying some of those times. They just didn't realize it.
Oh,
they wake up the next day and they don't realize they had a near-death experience last night, and they're like, damn, bro, I drank so much. It's like, nah, bro, you almost died.
Bro.
So people, I just don't think people realize, like, when you get alcohol poisoning, you go to sleep, It could just be lights out.
Nah, dude, it's nuts, bro. I've woken up sometimes with a 2 to 3 day hangover, and I'm like, okay, never again, because that could have been the end of it. Yeah, dog. Almost borderline needing a stomach pump and shit.
Yeah, I think my worst hangover was 2 days, like a full 2 days, bro.
Jesus,
because it was a Saturday, and then I was hungover Sunday, and then Monday I had a headache at school the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I can confidently say my worst hangover was with you, going out to Heart.
When was that? I've never even seen you. Like, I've never woken up and you'd be like, oh, dude, I'm so hungover. I've never seen that.
Yeah, because I was just in my room all day. I guess hangover is the wrong word, or maybe it's the right word, but I just felt like the whole next day I felt like I'd been poisoned. Like, when you say hangover, what I think of is kind of like you're drowsy, you kind of have a headache, you don't feel so great. You're just kind of cloudy.
Yeah.
And sure, I felt like that, but the main thing was I felt like I'd been fucking poisoned. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, like my liver doesn't feel good, bro.
I mean, bro, liquor is straight poison.
Yeah, it really is.
Straight poison. So it's like, it doesn't make sense that, again, the same shit with weed. The one thing I will say with weed, though, is like, I feel like you can get away with drinking a little bit earlier. You know, you're 16, 17, you can get away with that shit. But some of the kids that I went to school with that have been on the fucking czar from freshman year all the way to senior year, and their brain is nowhere near fully developed.
Yeah, bro,
it fucks those kids up.
No, that's what I was
slow
thinking.
For life, dog.
It makes me wonder how much slower I've become, because like freshman and sophomore year, I wouldn't say I smoked a fucking shit ton, but it was kind of like you. It was like every night.
Yeah,
it would kind of like help me sleep, and like I just enjoyed being high. And then something clicked in my brain. I didn't enjoy it anymore, really, but. Those 2 years, like, that's pretty crucial development, right?
Dude,
there.
Well, I mean, I waited.
I'm a little retarded now because
I waited all the way up until second semester of my senior year. So I was already 18 and stuff before I started smoking, because I used to be heavily against this shit because I had foreign parents where, again, like the rest of the world, you know, alcohol is so accepted, you know, 18 and whatever. But like weed was not a thing in South Africa. When I was there, if you smoked weed, like, you were the dodgy kid. Like, you were the kid, like, oh, like, what the fuck?
Were there other drugs?
Dude, not that, I mean, fuck, when I left, I was 15. So, like, not I was aware of, but again, because, like, alcohol was just, like, so normal and a part of culture, and you could do it at 18, there wasn't really that need for the other shit, you know? It's like, you could go out and have fun, like, versus here, you know, you fucking, you're 18, whatever, you can't go out, you can't do shit. That's when, you know, you're bored and whatever. That's when you start thinking about doing all sorts of other shit. And you can just hit up a plug and get some fucking shrooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, it creates problems. It creates more problems than it solves, 100%.
I think it's cool how each area, even in like here in the United States, like, but each country, they have their own like staple drug, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like everyone kind of has their own thing.
Amsterdam.
Think of Amsterdam. And they've got like the red light district, like they have their own shit. And then, I mean, I don't know, at least in like Miami, there's just like Coke and like 2C. And you can't get 2C anywhere else other than Miami.
2CB? What is 2C, bro?
2CB?
No, 2C, I should be good, right? Like,
what?
Talk about it.
What, about a drug?
Yeah. Because it's like really new. I don't want people to be like, yo, I want to try this shit. I've never tried it.
I'll just talk about it.
It's like,
if you go and try a drug because Sush mentioned its name, then
I haven't tried the
consequences, bro.
I haven't tried it because I'm honestly scared of it. But it's like you snort it and it comes in like this purple. They put food dye in it, I think, because they want you to know that it's not like blow or anything else.
Uh-huh.
But it's this powder and it's just a concoction of like a bunch of shit. I think it's Coke and like Molly and some other shit. Jeez, but there's also like some type of psychedelic in it, but it only lasts for 20 minutes.
The fuck? How does Molly only last 20 minutes?
I don't know. That's why I don't know what it's actually. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So
I thought when you said 2C, I thought you meant 2CB. You know, Kanye tripping up the 2CB. I don't know what it is, though.
Sounds familiar. But nah, even like me, like my whole take on that shit is, you know, avoid it as for as long as possible. Just because like whenever I'm like sober and I'm not doing anything like ever, and like, I've cut back a lot. Like, I don't even take shrooms anymore. Like, all I would do, like, used to do is just, you know, smoke, take shrooms every now and then. Like, I've cut back heavy on that stuff just because it's like, I get so much more done when I'm sober.
You're right. It says also known as 2CB, but it's like,
I didn't think it was a concoction. I thought it was a specific drug called 2CB. Or is it a concoction of stuff?
I think it's a concoction, but it says, these are, and the craziest part is, which is scary, these are all like 2021, 2022. Like, these are all new articles.
Mm.
So this shit is like growing fast.
Yo, Kanye put everyone on with that song.
Yeah.
Bro, that fool's, that's why that fool's tweaking, bro. He already knew. He already knew about it.
The 2CB.
2C drugs can make you energized and alert, extra aware of colors, sounds, and smells, very sensitive to touch, and sexually aroused. So it's like Molly.
Yeah, that shit sounds dope. Like
Molly,
give me some.
Molly Coke. People call it pink cocaine, is a synthetic hallucinogen known as 2CB.
Is it deadly?
I mean, I'm sure it is. It's related to cocaine hydrochloride. But like, look at that. It looks.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
pink.
It looks fun. Like,
that, oh my god!
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see that, it's like, whoa, that's like, looks fun. That's why when you see like the tablets of people, like you see on Instagram, the tablets of Molly or like ecstasy, they're all like in these cool colors and they look really,
dude,
really aesthetic.
Especially LSD blotters.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Have you seen LSD blotters? Like the squares of paper, little squares of paper.
They always look crazy.
They always like have the sick artwork on them. Yeah. But,
or like, look at the shroom. The shroom, like candy bars that
crazy dog.
Yeah, it's like a loop. Like, bro, these are, it's all under the radar, I'm pretty sure. But these are companies that are making these incredible,
yeah,
like packaging.
Almost,
and they're all
insane artwork.
And they're not FDA approved, obviously. They're like aluminum, fucking, what's it called, where it's like a hologram, it's holographic, reflective, like these crazy packaging. It's nuts.
But just to go, it was, you said that like you think the drinking age should be lowered.
Yeah.
One of you guys, but I think you guys know Jim Jeffries. He's this comedian, and he was saying, like, it's funny, it's basically only the US where it's 21. The rest of the world is like usually like 16 to 18.
That's what I was gonna
ask. And he was saying, like, it's crazy that you can go out and catch a bullet for your country, and you can get fucked on camera and upload it online, and both of those things are legal. But if you try to go to a bar, they'll deny you. And he was like, if there's anyone who deserves a beer, it's a girl who just took 3 facials on camera.
Bro.
Or a guy who took a bullet, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not talk about the girl getting fucked, bro. Let's talk about our vets.
Yeah, true. Nah, I was crazy. Just saying what he said.
No, yeah, I know.
It's crazy, bro. I don't get it. That's why I'll never get into politics or any of that shit, because I don't want to have to fucking... It's just nuts to me.
I haven't been up to date at all. With politics, I've literally just said, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah. Honestly,
I'm dealing with you and I. We're dealing with the IRS, and then the rest, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yep. No, out of that shit. Yeah. I got no desire, bro. It's a nasty game.
Because you were said it once, it consumes, like, the whole.
It can, yeah.
Like, you'll get consumed into it.
Yeah, especially because. So I haven't been as involved recently. I still stay up to date, but it's honestly mainly through Instagram. I'll follow accounts that will post just like political updates, current events. And if there's something that catches my attention where I'm like, no way this is real, then I'll go and look into it. Versus before, it was like every night I would like it was literally part of my nightly routine where I would watch some sort of political something or other, podcast, whatever. But it does consume your life because you have to keep in mind that all of these independent journalists, all these people that are making political content, are essentially influencers in a way. It's just very different than the kind of influencing we do. But you have to think, when we make content, we want to title it and thumbnail it in a way that is going to attract the most emotion. Like, oh, what's this? I gotta click on this. These fucking people making political content do the same shit. So they'll take something that is like something to worry about, but it's not the end of the world. And they will phrase it in a way and thumbnail it in a way that is like, holy shit, like, what is going on? And you click on it, and the 2 minute opening, and I like Tim Pool, but he does this shit all the time. The first 2 minute opening will be, he'll say it in the most inflammatory, like crazy way possible. And then he'll be like, well, to be fair, this is not exactly what's happening, but it is something to worry about. And then for the next 20 minutes of the video, he'll explain it in a less like freak out kind of way.
Yep.
But it's that initial freak out that makes you click on the video.
Bro, most motherfuckers don't watch past the freak out.
Exactly.
You know,
they watch the freak out and they click off and they text their friends like, dude, have you seen this new bill that passed? It's like, yo, watch the rest of the video, because everyone does this.
It's nuts, bro.
Yeah. And it will consume your life because whether you're watching mainstream news or whether you're watching independent journalists, they'll convince you that, and maybe they're right to some degree, but they'll convince you that like it's very important to stay on top of this shit. And this is also something that Tim Pool does a lot, is he'll say something and then he'll say, now you might think that you shouldn't care about this, but here's why you should care. And then he'll make a very convincing argument why you should care. And it's like, well, I guess I got to stay up to date on this whole thing going on. And it just sucks you right in.
Bro, the way I look at it is it's like, you know, the outcome is inevitable and there's fuck all I can do about
yeah,
it. So it's
yeah.
like,
dude, that's exactly,
you know,
like, the I don't want to get too much into it, but you know, like the Roe v. Wade shit,
yeah.
like that, I don't really, I don't know what happened with that, but I'm pretty sure didn't they, so the Supreme Court was like, they were like, nah, right? They said, no, they denied it or whatever the fuck.
They overturned it.
They yeah. overturned it. And so doesn't that mean that we just go back to how it was? Like it was, yeah. It's the state's choice.
It's so bad on both sides because like,
because I was under the impression, because going off what you said, when I was on Instagram and I was seeing everybody post it, I was in the impression that like the United States just like banned abortion all throughout all states. That's how
I
thought it was.
That's what I was going to say, is
because that's how I interpreted it.
It's so bad on both sides, because when Roe v. Wade was overturned, the actual fact of the matter is abortion is not illegal. It's just the federal government decided we have no jurisdiction on this. But what the right... what the right winger said is, yo, this is a huge win for like unborn rights, like basically implying abortion is no more. And then on the left, they were saying, this is like a fucking abomination for women's rights. Like, how are you going to take my rights away to get a fucking abortion, blah, blah, blah. And both sides are wrong. It's like, that's not what happened yeah. at all. You're making a big scene out of this for no reason. All that happened was and everyone should be for this. The Supreme Court said, we're not going to have any jurisdiction on abortion anymore. We're going to leave it completely up to the states.
Yeah.
So regardless of what you think about whether there should be Roe v. Wade or whether there shouldn't be Roe v. Wade, the fact of the matter is you can still get a fucking abortion in like any blue state, and a lot of the red states too, but they're just more restrictive. And there are certain red states that as soon as Roe v. Wade was overturned, they had what was called a trigger. It was like a trigger law in place where like automatically with no talk, no legislation, no nothing, immediately all abortion became illegal for any reason, which I don't agree with at all.
That happened here, right?
I don't think it happened here. I think it happened in like Oklahoma or some shit. But obviously my opinion on it doesn't really matter in context of like Roe v. Wade being overturned. But my personal opinion is that's fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Like if a girl gets raped, I think she shouldn't have 100%. To like raise that. That's fucking dumb.
I like watching Grey's Anatomy, and it's like a doctor show, and
love Grey's
Anatomy. Yeah, bro. And so these mom, obviously it's a show, but I'm sure it happens.
Nah, you good, bro?
These moms, they have this baby inside of them, and they end up having this like crazy disease where it's mm-hmm. like the baby's not going to live minutes after yes. they're born. And so if you can't get an abortion, you're going to have to, I don't know.
Put yourself on that straight. Well, no, I mean, the idea, there are some people, actually a good amount of people, that think abortion should be illegal in all cases, no matter what. And
that's like my mom, bro. And I'll be getting into it with my mom, I swear.
I'm sorry, but that's stupid. And I can prove it in like 2 seconds. Imagine, there are babies that turn cancerous. You have a fetus and the fetus gets cancer. So if you don't abort the fetus is going to die from cancer, and it's going to spread to the mom. The mom's going to die as well. That's option one. Option two is you abort the fetus, remove the cancerous fetus. The mom gets to live. The fetus gets to die. In either case, the fetus, the baby, is dead. It's got cancer. In one case, both the fetus and the mom dies. In the other case, only the fetus dies. Why on earth would you say that she has to literally put herself in a death sentence and force her to raise that fetus, even though it is going to die as terminal cancer and it's going to spread to the mom? Like, that's just fucking stupid. There's no logical argument you can make again, like, for that and say that's what you should do. Like, there's none. Drop in the comments if you have one, but there's fucking none.
Dude, my whole thing with that shit too is it's like, it kind of just targets the minorities, because, you know, yeah, you can, you know, let's say you live in Oklahoma where it's completely illegal and shit, and now you got to fly to Colorado to go and get an abortion.
Yep.
We would be okay. All girls can do that, but someone that earns minimum wage and is living paycheck to paycheck, they cannot afford that.
And you're working now, like 40 hours
now
a week.
Now you have, you know, a single mom who's making not a lot of bread is going to be stuck with this kid. The kid's life is going to be shit. Her life is going to be shit. It's like, yeah. I just look at it, I'm like, that's just, you know, it's crazy. And it's like, some people just, they cannot, they're not ready for a kid. Like, that is a huge responsibility. And it's like, not only is it going to impact your life negatively, but you're going to fuck that kid up. You know, that kid's going to grow up to be a fucking tweaker, and it's like, could have solved that shit.
But then on the, like, on the other side, I agree with that 100%. On the other side, like, there's some people who they almost like pride abortion, like they're proud of it because it's almost like they're trying to be edgy or something, or so like against that they hate the people that are against abortion so much that they almost want to rub it in their faces and be like, I've had 30 abortions. What are you going to do about it? It's like, you are fucking disgusting.
You need a hobby.
Yeah, you need a hobby. That's fucked. And then there's the people who are like, oh, just like have less sex. If you're worried about getting abortions, like have less sex or be abstinent or
no.
Yeah. And it's like, bro, like,
I don't want to.
It's part of life, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Or you just hop on the sauce and then your fucking fertility shit is in the floor.
I want to do that. I want to get my sperm count checked.
Bro, yeah. I got my LH or whatever the fuck it is, like the shit that, you know, people have babies.
Yeah.
My doctor straight up, she was like, looks at me and she's like, do you want to have kids anytime soon? And I was like, no. She's like, all right, good, because you can't.
Like, wait, what? What? I need to know.
Like,
what,
dude, just from having, what's just
the
pen?
No, no, like, what's the, like the.
She fucking orders it for me every time, but it's like your LSH or LF, something like that.
LSH?
It's LH and FSH.
So that was it.
Luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone.
And like the range was like something like between like 1 point something, and but my shit was lower than 0.3 or something. Like,
yeah. So basically LH and FSH are responsible for natural test production. So actually, you know how we run HCG if we want to like get our sperm count back up and get our natural test production going? All HCG is artificial LH, I'm pretty sure. So your body just thinks it's LH and it starts producing sperm and stuff. But yeah, I mean, all I know is that I was saying the same thing to, I think, Derek. I'm like, yo, why do I even need to worry about like getting my girl an IUD or anything? I'm on gear, and he said, yo, go look at Logan Franklin's page at XYZ date. And I went and looked at it, and it's him having a fucking baby. And he's like, yo, Logan Franklin's obviously cranking gear. Like, his balls are tiny, but...
Oh, his missus is sleeping around, bro.
True. I don't think so, though. I don't think so, but...
I want to actually, like, get my count checked, though.
Just because your sperm count's lower doesn't mean it's non-existent. Like... If you're natty and you blow a load and it has a billion sperm in it, and you're unnatty, you blow a load, it has 10 million sperm in it, it only takes one sperm to fucking impregnate.
But it's less odds, though.
It's true.
It'll help me sleep.
That's true.
Big facts.
What would you do if you got somebody pregnant?
Well, dog, like, to be honest, like, I'm in the position now where it's like, you know, I'm good with it. Like, it is whatever. Yeah. Here's the thing.
That's
like,
how I feel.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I low-key don't have anything going on. Like, I'm down to be a dad. Like,
you know? Family channel. You just start up a family channel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bro. Just make content and shit with the kid. But nah, bro. Like, I'm game. Yeah, just because it's like, I don't fucking do much apart from fucking lift and eat and shit anyway. Yeah. It's like, fuck.
The thing is, it wouldn't be the end of the world for us, but it would definitely, like, you know, you got to change your priorities.
100%.
Because then that is your... That baby is your problem.
Oh, yeah, no, my lifestyle would have to change for sure. Like, you know, you have to put a lot of work and shit into it. But again, for someone that's like, that doesn't have the bread, doesn't have that comfortability, like, they'd be fucked. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, especially at this age. Like, if I didn't have the funds to take care of it, like, that would fucking, that'd be cheeks.
Bro, I'm not lying. Like, when I see kids, or not kids, but when I see, like, people with babies, and I'm like, damn, low-key, like, I get baby fever. I'm like, damn, like, that'd be kind of dope.
You get the paternal instincts kicking in, bro?
I'm like, fuck, that'd be dope.
I mean, I know I'm going to have one eventually.
Because, bro, we'd be cool-ass dads. Not, we'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah, but not at this age. I mean, we would, but, like, we'd have to change so much. Like, I know I'm going to have a kid eventually, so I'm in no rush. I'm thinking, like, 30 years old, solid age.
True. Maybe, like, for me, probably, like, 27.
I was gonna say, really? Like 28. That's my, that's why I'd like that shit. Or, yeah, I don't know. Whenever I'm like just like done with my shit. Cause the thing is too, like you have a kid, like you got to take that motherfucker with you everywhere. Cause like, I'm not going to be the kind of dad that's going to just drop it in like daycare all day.
Yeah.
Day,
I'm going to LA, bitch.
Yeah. But then we like, wouldn't have to, thing is we wouldn't have to because we're not unemployed, but we don't have 100%. Like a job to be. So you would like, we would make good parents is what I'm saying.
100%. The thing is too, like I'm learning.
We'd always be around.
I'm learning new shit every single day. Like that's one thing I've worked out is that I don't have as much as I think I've got this shit figured out and I've got life on lock. Like it's just not true. Cause every time I think that I get humbled. I learn some new shit. So it's like, I still got, you know, and I watch, even though like, I don't agree. Like I like The Rock, like I fuck with him. But I was watching a thing where he's like, I didn't find myself until I was into my mid 40s.
Yeah,
and it's like that fool's had it on easy mode for a while, and he's like, "Yeah, like I didn't really work shit out until I was literally 40 years old," and I was like, "Fuck, that's almost like I got double to go there. Like I still got like another 20 years till I'm at that point." Yeah, so it's like, "Fuck, dog." You know?
I mean, I don't think you got to have your like, you don't have to have yourself completely figured out, but I just, for me, it's more like a financial thing. Like I want to be in a place where even if everything goes south, I still have enough money to like raise that kid with no problems.
Yep.
You know, because right now, if everything goes south, like I can't raise a kid for 18 years, put him through college, like, et cetera. Nah. Like, fuck that.
100%. And for me, like, that wouldn't be fair to the kid. Like, you know, you shouldn't, in my opinion, you know, you shouldn't really, if you can't afford to do that, take care of your kid, like, don't do it because, like, that's like a selfish decision. Like, that kid is going to have to fucking grow up, like, not being able to do the things it needs to do. Like,
how expensive are kids?
Fucking expensive.
But like, what does that mean though?
I think
because my parents were always like, yeah, kids are expensive.
It's actually not that expensive. I'm pretty sure.
Because when I think about it, like,
what?
Well, I don't know. When I think about it, when you have a baby, you got to get them like life insurance and all that. So probably what, like a few hundred a month or something.
It also like depends if you're going to send them to like private school. Or
I was going
to
say, so I'm, I don't know
stuff.
Where
public school is free.
I don't know where I saw this or why it's stuck in my memory, but I'm pretty sure the average price to raise a kid from 0 to 18, from 0 to 18, so not putting him through college, is $250,000.
Damn, so, that's a lot. I was thinking you were about to say like 50,000.
But that's 18 years. So that's less, that's like 10,000, like 15,000 a year, something like that.
I definitely ran my parents up more than 250K.
Right, yeah, but if you're, you know, if you're getting fucking baby formula from Whole Foods and like getting them all the fucking organic shit, like obviously it's going to be more expensive versus
you
if
got
you're
them in like Jordans and shit.
Versus if you're getting like buying in bulk at Sam's Club, like, you know, baby formula. It depends what your income is, but the average income, I mean, the average price. So for us, it would probably be closer to like 350-400K for 18 years. Then you got to put them through college. So that's another 200 or something.
Yeah.
So.
My fool needs a scholarship. Needs that full ride. He's either got to be an athlete or he's got to have brains.
Yeah, true. If I'm buying him organic baby formula, he better be a fucking athlete.
Better fucking work.
Were you an athlete?
Dude, I played rugby a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit of that's cricket. Dope. But then when I came to the U.S., like, I tried football and because everyone's like, oh, you played rugby, you'll be good at this shit. Like, it's a lot harder, like, you know, tougher sport, like, you'll be good. But, like, the whole concept, it's just, it's so different.
It's different,
you know, it's not just catch a ball. And, like rugby is pretty fucking simple, you know. You just fucking, there's way less rules. And it's like, just get that fucking nut
rugby's
and run
fun,
through them.
Bro.
But, like, football was like, okay, we got this move, this and that. You're going to do this. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Because there's no, like, dead... Like, there's no dead plays in rugby, right?
Nah.
You just keep going.
Yeah.
Unless,
like, you drop the ball forward, like, that's a knock-on, and then you have a scrum, you go again. Or if it goes out, you know, you'll have a line out. But it's really like soccer.
It's like soccer football because it's much more fast-paced, for sure. Yeah. I played it a few times, but it's definitely, like, there's no... All right, set, like, none of that shit. It's just go, go, go. And you're fucking passing the ball between everyone. People are just getting trucked.
Yeah.
You got, like,
how
no protective gear.
How long are the games?
80 minutes. 40 minutes.
You have subs, though, right?
Yeah,
you have subs.
But, yeah, it'd be, like, 40
how
minutes.
How deep is the team?
22.
And then how many are on 21? The field at once on your
15.
Team? So you only have... 15. Seven subs, six subs.
Yeah, you got like eight or like your forwards. Like those are usually like the bigger guys, like do a lot of the heavy work. And then you got your back line, which is like you're more like pretty boys type shit. Like, you know, they're the ones that are scoring all the tries, like doing that kind of stuff. But it's like, I'll try to get into football. Like even watching that shit, bro. you know, everyone has the Super Bowl parties and shit. Yeah. I pull up. I'm like, how do you fucks watch this
shit? I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit boring. It's a little bit boring.
It can be, yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I mean, I can't. Like, even basketball. I like basketball, like, because it's more fast paced, you know, and it's not as fucking slow and shit. But, like, you know, got no timeouts in rugby, any of that shit.
Like, I think part of the reason people like football is because it's more like chess. Like, there's so much shit that can happen that it's not set in stone. Versus with rugby, it's like, all right, you got faster guys and you got bigger guys. They're going to fucking truck over the other team. But with football, there's so many different plays. Yeah, there's so many different strategies that people get like honed in watching this game. Like, what are they going to do next? Versus with something like soccer, it's like, it's pretty obvious what they're going to do next.
I like the act of watching football, though, is like it's something in itself.
Yeah, it's ritual.
Like, yeah, you have everyone over on Sundays, bro. Like, I know we used to have people over. My mom would cook. You're sitting, like, your dad's drinking a beer and like, each play, there's like, you can talk in between plays.
Exactly. I was going to say, because it's slower paced, you can actually like talk to people.
Yeah, it's social. Yeah. Like, you go to the game and there's like, I don't know. I don't know how rugby games are. They're probably like fucking crazy, like soccer.
Nuts, bro. Yeah. Everyone's just lick it up. Just hella booze. Like, it's a good time. But no, I've still never, I don't know. I couldn't get into the American sports. So I was like, I tried lacrosse a little bit. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, that was catching up. I was like, that was the most heinous shit that I've tried in a long time. I just didn't even remotely get that shit. So
yeah, I was cold at lacrosse.
Nah, bro, I gave up on that shit real quick. And then I just chilled, dog, because I was like, even in South Africa, like I was always fat. So just like, although I was playing, like, it was hard. Because like, bro, when you fat as shit to like move that body around, like, I remember when I dropped weight, like I changed positions and everything when I was playing rugby, because like I literally became a different human.
Yeah.
Like, the pace, the endurance, everything changed. So I was like, you know,
dude, some of those pro level Aussie players are fucking tanks, bro.
Nice, bro.
The biggest people I've ever seen.
Yeah, bro. The fucking, and especially like New Zealand too, like the Maoris. Yeah, like there used to be this dude, John Olomu. So like, as I was saying, you know, you usually got your bigger guys up front doing all like the heavy work and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have, which I guess are the equivalent to your wide receivers. You got two wings on the back, you know, right and left wing. And those are usually like the fastest motherfuckers on the field. Like, you give them the ball and they just fucking book it and, you know, they go try it. But this dude, John Olomu, used to be like, he was a fucking weapon. He was the size of a fucking forward and had wheels like no one else on that whole fucking field.
But he was a wing or whatever?
And he was a wing. So they just give that fool a ball and he'd literally run over motherfuckers. Like, quite literally, like, step on them. Like, it was actually, like, atrocious. Like,
it's fun because there's no, like, protective gear.
None, bro. You can wear, like, a little scrum cap. Like, you know, you got your mouth guard and that's about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure there's so many, like, dislocated shoulders and shit.
Oh yeah, bro. When I was playing, like, I ended up fracturing my neck and I was in South Africa.
Holy fuck.
Because I was in the scrum. So like the forwards, like whenever like the ball drops, like how you reset it is you'll have 8 against 8, your big guys, and you
and the shoulders like, are together.
And you like you push together and you know you try and push the other team off the ball and then you get the ball. But what happens a lot of times, you go in and it'll collapse. So and then if you like the front three, you know, you literally collapse like head first into the ground.
Your neck's on the ground.
That's exactly what happened to
me. So if it collapses, who gets the ball?
You just reset usually, unless you
got a broken neck,
or like your team like did it, like force collapse the type shit, then it'll be turnover. But yeah, bro, I like fractured my neck, and you know, it being South Africa, those motherfucking paramedics pulled up. First thing they did was stood me up, like, and the parents started tweaking. They're like, "What the fuck are you doing this now?" Like, put a neck brace on me standing up. I was like, "This is absolutely insane." And I got to the doctor, and he was like, "Oh, this shit is fractured."
And I was "Holy fuck, you could have been paralyzed, bro."
Yeah, bro, absolutely fucking nuts. It's a whole different place, bro. Dude,
I saw a video of it was like whatever the beginning part is called. You know how they have the shoulders, like you just said. What's it called?
Scrum.
The scrum. So I saw a video where it was a rugby team versus like a Formula One car. And they had this Formula One car on like concrete, obviously. And then they had the rugby team with all their cleats on.
I've seen this.
Yeah. And they're like, they had like this bar on the Formula One car so they could all like get into it. And they were pushing it. And obviously, like, there's no traction on the car. So it's impressive, but it's still like,
yeah.
Like, there's not much torque with that car, but they're just fucking like pushing this thing the Formula One car's doing burnouts and shit. That's crazy. Like it wouldn't move. And the rugby guys are like pushing that shit.
Nah, bro, you got 8 dudes all north of fucking usually like 200 pounds all pushing that shit. That's a lot of fucking weight.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I wish, like, dude, rugby would be dope, bro, but rugby cricket, here, though.
Cricket's fun as fuck.
I used to play, like my dad used to, he was a pro, like he played for Zimbabwe back in the day. And I used to like cricket a lot, but it's like I came here and it's like, that shit is actually non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, nowhere. And it's like, even like keeping up, like watching rugby and cricket, because we're, you know, the opposite side of the world, just trying to watch that shit, you got to wake up at like 5 a.m.
Oh, true.
And it's because it's all fucking mixed up. So it's just like, kind of faded away.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
Are you sad about that?
Too much.
You kind of got like whitewashed?
Yeah, in a sense. But also, you know, like, you got to adapt. Like, yeah. You got to, like, you don't want to be like, but that used to be something that really like irritated my dad. Like, I can't watch cricket or rugby anymore. It's not, but it's like, yeah, but what are you going to do about it? Like, we live in a whole different part of the world. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, no one else watches it here. Like, I was pressed about it at first too, but it's like, then you forget about it. Cause mm-hmm. no one's talking about it. Nothing. It's just like,
yeah,
poof, it's gone.
You've been golfing too, right?
Yeah. I like golf. Golf's fun.
Yeah. I've been like meaning to fucking go, but
dude, we got to run it. It's just this weather.
Yeah,
this
it's weather so is hot.
So out
it's
of so pocket.
In the it's fall, so in the fall, we should do it.
Yeah, bro, golf is fun because it's like, it's relaxing, but you can also, it's an excuse to drink, and it's yeah. like,
and you know, can be like competitive. Like, it's fun to exactly, it's fun yeah. to compete
and
against.
The best thing with golf too is, you know, you play off a handicap, so you could play someone that's absolutely fucking dog shit, but because of the handicaps, it's still fair. Like, it's fair game. So like, let's say me and you played and I was significantly better. You'd get 3 strokes per hole. Mm-hmm. So like, you would get like 3 extra shots.
Yeah.
So it's like, no matter how good I am, like, you still have 3.
It's still competition.
Yeah, it's still competition. Mm. You can still run that stuff. So it's like, and you know, it's good for business. So it's like, you can just go there and just shoot the shit all day.
Yeah. Dude, I'm like, when I was at the country club, I feel like it's just a place for people to make connections. Cause if you're golfing during the week, like during the day, and if you're not working, you're obviously like up to something, like, bro, you're doing something. And so everyone was there just like making connections, talking about like, oh, what do you do? Like,
yep.
Like, yeah, we were playing, me and Eric were playing with these 2 guys and it was during the week. And they were like, what are you guys doing here? And we're like, oh yeah, we do social media, blah, blah, blah. And then they were telling us what they do. And like, they were showing us like their social media for whatever company the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just people just talk, chop it up, make connections. Yep.
Bro, especially like a crazy country club where it's like, you know, the 6 figures a year fees type shit. Like,
yeah.
You will meet some fucking propeller heads there.
It's like an NFT. Like, you're buying like into those country clubs. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the same
like
thing.
You buy into those country clubs and then you're just with this elite group of people. Or not elite, but you know what I mean.
You're buying into that exclusivity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the chance to like mingle with those kind of fucks. So at the end of the day too, like, even a lot of my success in crypto has been because of the connections I've made. You know, if motherfuckers mm-hmm. like you, if the big dogs like you, you're going to have it easy. You're going to be fucking chilling. Same way as Nancy Pelosi, how she fucking continues to body $1 million trades and shit is because of the connections she has. She knows every fucking play that's happening. She knows exactly what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Versus someone that doesn't have those connections, that network, they don't know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, there was some shit with Nancy Pelosi. Her husband bought like a shit ton of Tesla stock.
I'm so fucking over that shit.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's fucking, it's just disgusting.
Her husband bought a shit ton of Tesla stock. And then the next day, the federal government announced that all federal vehicles have to be electric by like 2025 or whatever the fuck, some end date. So obviously that's going to be mainly Tesla. Yeah.
Did that go through?
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah.
Like all like cops and stuff are going to be Tesla?
I don't know. Maybe like federal police. Like just like federal, like federal.
Dude, that'd be
vehicles.
Dope though, bro. Imagine Cybertrucks just like
fucking. Dude, well, I think the Cybertrucks are done. I don't think they're getting.
Wait, really?
I think they got scrapped. I'm pretty sure.
No way.
Maybe I'm mistaken, but like, I'm a good Tesla was, dude, Musk is tweaking a little bit. Like his whole Twitter thing, bro. He pulled out of that and his like down deposit was a bill. So he's down a bill, gone.
Wait, he doesn't have Twitter anymore?
No.
He's,
what happened?
Because there was some sketchy shit that Twitter did. I haven't been super up to date with it, but
last time we were on this pod, we were talking about it and it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, and they were trying to say that only 5% of their users or something were bots. And then Elon got like all the data and realized that it was like way more than 5%. So Twitter like violated some agreement because of that. And then like Elon wanted to back out and then Twitter's suing him for backing out. And then he's countersuing them. Like, it's just turned into a whole fucking thing.
Bro, I'm pretty sure he's down a bull. Like, it was a, like, that's what he had to put, like,
one,
a deposit.
1/300th of his net worth.
Dude, still fucking scary.
Wait, did you look up the Cybertruck thing?
Yeah, it says it's not canceled, but I don't know when this was. Oh, April 2022.
Where'd you hear that? Do you know? Because
I was talking to one of my homies, and he's like, yeah, like it hasn't. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. I haven't heard about it.
Oh, it was April Fool's.
It was April Fool's.
Yeah.
Fucking got me.
But bro, imagine instead of like suburban, like, or the Tahoes or whatever the fuck those like squad cars are, bro. Imagine they're all just Cybertrucks.
I'd shit.
That's fucking sick.
I'd fucking shit. I already shit.
No one would ever be able to run again, yeah. Bro.
Dude, I'll be.
Except when they gotta charge up, bro. And you
get true.
You dust them, bro.
I'm pretty sure those things get like 400 miles of range, though.
Damn.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's hectic.
Let's get into some questions from my third account, which you guys don't even know the name of. I got the shit privated, but. The real cult members follow here, so I figured I'd ask questions or have people ask questions here. Someone said, when do you think the market will come up again with crypto and stocks?
Bro, to be honest, so that's like...
This is a very hard question to answer.
Yeah, it is, because like there's so many different variables that, you know, play a role. And it's like, if I had to guess, I still think that we've got some ways to go down.
I think we're in a recession, and it's just starting.
And I think, like, if you look, like, recently, like, this last week, like, crypto and stocks have fucking ripped. Crypto seems to be, like, following stocks now, you know, the same sort of pattern. I just think, I mean, in my personal opinion, I think it's a relief bounce. I still think we go
What's it called, like, a dead cat bounce or something?
Yeah, so, like, a dead cat bounce is literally, like, imagine, like, a cat falling. Like, just boom, and then bounce, and then right back down.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, a cat rolling downstairs type shit.
Yeah.
But I just think, dog, just because, you know, there's still so much money in circulation and money is still so fucking worthless. Like, dude, back in the day, you had $1 million, you were set. That's mm-hmm. retirement money. That number is more looking like 20 mil now.
Yeah.
Like, to really, like, fuck off and not have to worry about shit,
mm-hmm.
it's like 20 mil. It's a lot of fucking bread. So I still think, you know, inflation, all that shit needs to come back, you know, hike up the interest rates and all that. Again, housing market, people have been making money out of thin air. Like, dude, you look at Airbnb, that shit, I'm waiting for that shit to nuke because it's too good to be true type shit. You know what? You can just fucking get a loan for your crib, have this crib, and then someone stays at it for a week and it pays off your mortgage.
You pay off the mortgage.
Like, mm-hmm. it's just like, there's something needs to, that just can't keep, that's not sustainable. It just can't keep going. So long story short, I think we still go down a little more. I still think the worst is still to come just because, I mean, eventually we're going to have to fucking nuke. So it's like, if we don't, and, you know, this last week or whatever is the bottom, I think it could be the bottom, like a local bottom, like just for now, you know, short to midterm. But I still think we fucking shit the bed. Because if it doesn't, eventually it's going to be awful. Like, if you look back at, like, 2008 when stocks corrected.
Yeah.
And they had that crash. I believe it was, like, 55% or something that they nuked. This, like, last time with the S&P, like, even when it shat the bed and everyone's tweaking and shit, it was only down, like, 20-25%. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nowhere near. And
honestly, I think we'd go through a bigger correction now than the housing market crash.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, if you just look at the amount of money in circulation, just look at a graph of it, it's just, like, whoosh,
dude, it's just
exponential.
Yeah, it's not sustainable, and it's just, like, we need, as much as people don't want it, like, we need it. And the thing is, too, with recessions is, like, it presents such great opportunity because mm-hmm. leading up to the recession, most people are fucking idiots. They buy shit they don't need. They left with pretty much just no cash, no bread. So when it does shit the bed, no one can even buy shit up.
Yeah, one can invest.
Exactly. So, like, that, you know, to be honest, like, I'm sitting on a fuckload of cash. Like, I've got a bit of crypto and shit left, but not, like, a whole bunch. I would love for this shit to fucking nuke some more, and I'll be up in that bitch. Mm-hmm. My plan is real estate, watches, and crypto. Like, that's what I'm gonna aim at.
As I told him, I said I'm waiting for a recession so I can get a house. Because I would like 6 months ago, I was like, dude, I want to buy a house. Like, I want to buy it and own it, and then, you know, pay my mortgage.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking I'm just gonna wait until it's a good time, and then I'm gonna jump on it.
The only thing that scares me is, like, 2008, you had a huge influx. You know, you had all these houses being built, all these empty homes, not enough people wanting to buy them, move in. Now, although the price is sky high and it's rocketing, you still have motherfuckers willing to pay. Like, then, you know, there's not really, there's a shortage of housing. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. And, you know, again, like long story short, like, I don't really fucking know when the markets are going to rip back up. They will 100% though, you know, it always happens. I think we still got to go lower. I don't think people have been punished hard enough.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Kevin O'Leary talks about it, that, you know, you need a big player to get liquidated. And so like someone like Celsius, who was like a big crypto giant in the space, their liquidation price is like 13K Bitcoin. So it's like, which pretty much means if the price comes back to them, they get kicked out of their position and they lose billions. So like that right there, that could be the fucking, you know, that could be the big player that needs to be taken out, and that could be the reset. But I still think we got to go lower, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just like, usually what happens too is it's like even back in like 2017, 2018, the whole world is talking about it, and then it goes under for a couple of years. No one fucking, I see it every single time. Yeah, like
no one talks about it.
When we had this last bull run, I had every single motherfucker in my contacts banging my line. This, that.
Bro, I was like trying to get into it.
Every single person. And then usually what happens is out of nowhere, it falls off, which has already happened.
No one talks about it anymore.
No one talks about it. So it's like, even me, like the reason I'm not on Twitter is just because that place is so fucking toxic. And like, honestly, I just went like a week without tweeting. And then I was like, oh, I just kind of forgot about it. So like a lot of people like think like I fucking got absolutely clapped and shit, and I'm quit and I'm out, which is just not true. But it's like, I also didn't like the feeling of being like financially responsible for people. Cause even though I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot, don't listen to me, this and that, there's still motherfuckers that die by that shit. And they still just like, and I just didn't want to have to deal with that shit. Like it's all fun and games when it's going up only and you have people, thank you so much, you changed my life. But then when it goes the other way, and they start tweaking and shit, and there's death threats and all that, I'm like, I don't need this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's no reason for it. But yeah, I think we shit the bed a little more, and then eventually it will recover. But I think like COVID was like the start of a depression.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, if you look for the majority of people on this planet, the quality of life has been just going down since then. Mm-hmm. It still hasn't, you know, even though now quarantine, you know, 6 foot apart, masks and shit is not a thing. Life is still not at that same peak that it was.
And they're still going on about COVID, saying it's not over. There's the millionth wave coming this fall.
you were talking about Airbnbs, and I was just thinking, you know, you can pretty much lease a house with Airbnb. Like you do like, I think it's like extended stay or something. And it's, you lease like 30 times or every 30 days. Cause like, I think the max is a month, but what people are doing is they're booking it for a month, and then at the end of the month, the Airbnb's guy, fuck it. Like, if you want to stay, you can just stay. Just give me another month. And then they just stay there for like a year or two. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't pay
the people staying there, don't pay electric, they don't pay water because that person is. So it's just like a flat rate of whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
The thing is, for me, is it just, you cannot, like, you have so many people that have gone and got loans, copped these cribs, they bought, you know, 4 or 5, and then the people staying in their Airbnbs, you know, they'd only stay there be occupied for 50% of the month, and they are able to cover their expenses and then some. It just like, it's the same thing back in 2008. You had too many loans and shit out. People got too fucking cocky, and it's like, I think that shit needs to get retested. Yeah. I think it needs
people
to come
need
back.
To be humbled.
Exactly, because I don't see it being sustainable. It's just not.
Wait, but why not though? Because it makes sense to me. Like, you get a loan from the bank and then you pay the bank back with the people that are renting. It's like kind of the winners win, losers lose type of thing. Like the gap between like successful or not successful, but like the gap between the people who are winning and losing is just going to get bigger because of it. Cause that's already kind of the way that it's going right now. Like, cause these people who are able to get these loans, they got good credit and they put a down payment on a house. And then the people who don't, they're like, fuck it, I'm just going to rent for $2,000 a month.
Yeah, but, and, you know, they make dumb decisions, but, like, at the end of the day, if 99.9% of people are in that group of the ones who are getting poorer over time, you can't run a society based on 0.1% of the population.
That's what I'm saying. People are just going to run out for the bread. Like, dude, even that Airbnb that we got in fucking Austin, that was fucking expensive for what that shit was for 2 nights. Like, that was hefty, dog. Like, you could have...
Yeah, I think it was, like, 800 or 900... per night.
Bro, 2 bedrooms. Yeah. Or 3 bedrooms. Like
that. But location though, on the lake.
Dude, still though. Like I'm like, the thing is like the townhouse that we got here, it's not in a fucking on a lake and shit, but it's in a nice gated community, everything. 3 bedrooms, 3 or 4 baths. That shit cost us $2,800 for the entire month.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole fucking month. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like, I just don't think that, you know, it's sustainable and people can keep keep doing it. Like, I think that eventually, you know, something will change. The loophole will get fixed. There's, you know, whether that's through fucking fees or, you know, it just happens naturally. I think it's too good to be true type shit. Even Uber, bro. If you look at Uber, when they first came out, their prices and shit were so fucking low. They were running all the taxis, everything out of business. They've now had to increase them because it wasn't doable. So it's like, something's got to change, in my opinion.
I didn't even know that Uber, was it cheap to Uber?
Like, dude, so fucking cheap. It used to cost me absolutely nothing, fucking chump change. And now it's like every single Uber is like north of $30, yeah. Even if it's only like fucking 15 minutes away, which used to literally cost like 10, like a third of the price.
Yeah.
Like, it was nowhere near what it is now. And you would wait half the amount of time. So it's like you had, now, yeah, like I call the Uber, I'm waiting 15, 20 minutes. It used to be 10 minutes. And it's just like.
It also depends where you're at, though, because if you're downtown, like it takes me 2 seconds to get an Uber.
Facts.
That's where they
facts.
Sit because everyone's down there.
Facts.
But you order an Uber here, bro, it's 20 minutes. You're sitting here for 20 minutes.
Yeah, nah. But I feel like you could have got a quicker, like, you know, back in the day, like when I say back in the day, not even that long ago, but it was when COVID and shit really hit that the prices just went through the roof. And you had a lot of people that were making money for Uber once inflation and everything caught up. Like now they got to, you know, fucking take care of their car, the expenses, all that shit. They're actually not even making any bread.
Yeah.
So you got less drivers. Uber's having
that's why they raise the price.
It's nuts. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that we're going to have an economic reset, like long story short.
Yeah, I agree. It can't just go up forever.
Mm-mm.
Because you either got inflation going up forever and then money's worthless or the market corrects. So someone said, how is Josh handling the crypto dump that has been going on? What has he done / going to do? And someone else said, what have Josh's priorities shifted to in these last couple of months? Seems like big moves. So those are like pretty similar questions.
Yeah. So, I mean, I pretty much, you know, I spoke like last time we were on you and stuff. I was like, listen, I've pulled my profit. I sent out a tweet at the end of last year, like in November. And I was like, listen, you know, the top is the top for a reason. No one sees it coming. That's just how it is. If everyone saw the top of the market coming in, we'd all be fucking multimillionaires, yeah. Fucking just chilling. You know, it's so that's just not how it works. So the thing is, when we were at the end of last year, we were in what I call up only mode. When that shit, everything is just fucking flying. And although everyone is looking for a blow off top, that's exactly why I didn't think we were going to get a blow off top, because everyone is waiting for that. Everyone's looking for that shit. And then, okay, I'll cash out after that. To me, I was like, all right, well, this is very fucking obvious that, you know, and you have to put your emotions aside, because my emotions wanted to hold that shit, wanted to keep ripping it. But mm-hmm. I was like, no, we got to fucking take profit, because I'd seen it in end of 2017, beginning of 2018, when that shit came crashing down. You don't expect it to. So long story short, I took all the profit that I needed for the next couple of years to chill. And I've just been sitting in cash. And crypto, if you do that shit properly, it is very fucking stressful. You know, it is so volatile. It's not like trading stocks, you know, mm-hmm. or any of that shit. You know, one day you could be up more money than you've ever dreamt of, and the very next day it's all gone. So it's like, it's very fucking stressful. And I needed a break from it. But I took that initial all that profit that I needed, I took that shit out, let the rest ride. And dude, I've been chilling. I haven't pulled up fucking chart in months. I haven't done fuck all. My plan is just, so if I didn't have any crypto, but I'm still holding a bunch, like a little bit, if I didn't have any, like I would have honestly like started, you know, buying back in at these prices.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, again, same way as, you know, you never see the top coming, you never see the bottom coming either. You don't know when that shit's gonna rip back up. It's just like,
right.
You know, so like even, I mean, this very well could be, like I say, for the time being, could be a nice little local bottom. Because from what I read last, everyone is screaming, we're going to zero. The shit is fucked. It's mm-hmm. over. That's usually when it rebounds. So I've been kind of just sitting on my hands, just chilling, just waiting. Plan is, you know, let it nuke a little more. And then I'm just going to go into, you know, like ETH, a little bit of Sol. And so then
yeah, Bitcoin. Someone said, are you still bullish on Sol?
I'm still bullish on Sol long term. I still think I'm very confident that shit'll still go to, you know, $600-$700. When? I don't really know.
Could be years, yeah.
Exactly. You know, people would be like, oh, I know exactly when you fucking capping. Because there's variables out of your control that you just cannot, you know, you can't fucking touch.
Yeah.
So yeah, bro, my whole plan too is like I shifted my focus, you know, we're talking about it a little bit earlier, is to this fucking clothing company, just because like I said, with crypto, it's so fucking volatile. It's so stressful. I don't want to have to deal with that shit anymore. I've dealt with it for a couple years now. And whenever that shit fucking nukes, if you haven't pulled enough profit, you are straight up depressed. It is a fucking horrendous time. Like, it is absolute dog shit. Like, when I was back at ASU, that was when we had that first run up to 60K. Yeah. And then it fucking shat the bed. And I was like, I was so fucking down bad because I had all my money in there. I didn't have any other forms of income, a little bit from codes, this and that, but not enough. So long story short, I took my profit that I needed. I've been sitting on that shit. And then I'm just trying to reinvest it into different forms of income. So that, you know, that way that when, you know, that fucking Armageddon type shit does happen, it's, you know, you set yourself up in the best way possible. You got a little bit of crypto, you got a company, you got some real estate. It's like, if you get fucked, it's not your fault at the end of the day. So
yeah.
I'm just patiently waiting. I don't think that we've seen a long-term bottom. I still think we go lower. But when that time does come, I'm going to load the fuck up and just sit and chill. I think that's going to be the best play going forward, is just pick up the solid, like, major ones, the big guys, shit that's already established, and, you know, slowly start to dollar cost average and just sit. That's it. But again, as humans, it's way fucking harder than you think. Yeah, most people want to fucking sell this and that. It goes up a little bit, and it's like, nah, just take money that you can afford to lose, dollar cost average in, sit on that shit for a couple years, you'll be straight, 100%.
What do you think of NFT, the viability of NFTs now that the crypto market's taken such a big dump?
Dude, well, that's what I was saying on this shit last time too. I was like, 99% of this shit is scams, and it still fucking is. Like, now they've really shat the bed because they have no utility.
Isn't NFTs like fucking down?
Yeah, bro,
like,
down horrendous. Terrible. Because again, a lot of them don't have any use case or anything. So one of the ideas, one of the things I wanted to do with this clothing company when we do that is I wanted to drop an NFT collection as well. But nothing for no crazy price or anything, none of that shit. And the utility that would have would be, you know, early access to the website and shit. So you can get the chance to buy clothes before they're sold out. Another utility I was going to add to that is the dude that I'm running it with. He's a crazy ass tattoo artist, the dude that ran all of my tats. And we were going to do, you know, he gives like tattoos and shit at the pop-up shops, but you can only get that shit with the NFT. So it's like, you know, actually adding like some form of value to it. A lot of these fucking things don't have any value. It's like even Nulk Boys one, I shot on at the beginning, but I was like, you know, if they actually do some shit with this, it could be cool. However, they just fucking bullshitted. They had this NFT collection that, you know, they were going to promising to build all these bars, these gyms, this and that, which would have added some use case to it. You know, you have this NFT, you can go to this lounge, you can go to this bar, go to this gym, but that never fucking happens. So now you just have a fucking NFT where you paid fucking $3,000 and you get to go listen to a Q&A. You know,
it's like,
you motherfuckers paid $3,000 for a Q&A. Yeah. You're down horrendous. Again, natural selection, dog. I hate to say it, but like,
You don't think they're going to do that?
I mean, I think they could in the future, to be honest. Like, you know, as long as I need to.
Are they still popping like as much as they used to be?
I still think they're pretty popping, but to be honest, I haven't checked the price of their shit recently, but if it's down to like a couple hundreds, I would throw a stab at that shit for sure. I think it'd be a play to cop a couple, because if they don't do that kind of shit, they are definitely going to get sued and they will go to jail because they collected north of 20 mil for that. Like a bunch of people have already started getting tossed. Some NFT fuck got tossed in jail the other day for 40 years. He's fucking donezo because it is legitimately scamming. You know, if you promise to do all these things and you have this roadmap and all that, and you rake in 3-4, like Lana Rhodes is going to jail. I'll put that shit, she's going to get fucked up. Like when the SEC fucking, it comes for her ass, she's going to fucking tweak out because she raked in over $2 or $3 million for her project and then just straight up abandoned it. Just like, I'm out. She was like, she sent a thing in her Discord. She's like, you guys are being mean, like this and that. I'm out. That is the equivalent of raising $3 million for a company and then just taking your investors' money and just fucking dipping. That is a straight scam. So she will get fucked. A lot of those people will get fucked that did that kind of shit. But, you know, at the same time, what the fuck are you doing buying Lana Rhodes' NFT?
Yeah.
You know, you need help, my brother. You're down bad. Down horrendous. Fucking cartoon Lana Rhodes. So I think NFTs will be chilling again. For me, the whole thing with NFTs is that's not where they're at, is these profile photos and shit. It's going to be having your ID is an NFT, your fucking lease, your bank statements are going to be NFTs, like all shit that's going to be digital. Because again, we've gone digital
like
with
a,
everything.
Like a passport almost.
Exactly. Everything is digital. It makes sense for all that other shit to go digital. That's where the real utility and use case is going to be. But obviously that's not what's really popping, because how are you going to make money from that? You know, you can't really, but you can make money from making some bullshit 10,000 fucking profile photos and, you know, you just sell that. So the actual use case and utilities for me is just not the fucking, not that shit. You can either use it, like I was saying, for, you know, passports, have all your shit go digital, or have it as, you know, access to like a club type shit, like have exclusivity, all that good stuff.
Didn't they already say they were going to do digital passports? Like I remember like walking through an airport one time and it was like digital passport or whatever.
Dude, 100%. Well, I mean, everything's already gone digital.
Yeah.
You know, same way.
Like, why am I even carrying around my wallet?
Dude, same thing with the money, bro. I guarantee you, I don't know when, but it will happen. You know, the US dollar will go digital eventually. Whether that's, again, people hear that and they're like, oh, fuck. Like, they're not just going to start using Bitcoin as the currency. It's not. No, they won't. But they could create their own stable coin that they regulate.
Yeah.
Well, it's and just that like they own control
like,
of.
You put like a dollar on your phone. Like
exactly.
Something like that.
They literally, it's just, in my opinion, you know, everything's already gone digital.
I mean, we've already kind of done that. Like, think about Apple, like your Apple wallet.
How much easier is it to use fucking Apple wallet than every time you leave the crib, fucking try and find your wallet and this and that? It's like, nah, but versus you have everything on your phone under an NFT, you ever get pulled over. Oh, there's my insurance. Boom. There's my
this. Because my insurance is on my phone. I don't carry an insurance card. But I don't have a driver's license. I wish I had a mobile driver's license. Yep.
Yeah. It's scary thinking of like how much, since it's all digital, we obviously have no real idea of how much insight the government has into digital things. Like, you know, you download a new app and it's like, tells you we're not going to track any of your data, we're not going to trace any of your information, but it's like you have no fucking idea.
No idea.
And chances are the government probably does know like a good amount. I mean, the whole Patriot Act thing, remember that? When it was like, it was Edward Snowden who leaked the whole Patriot Act bullshit, and everyone was like, wait, the government's spying on like every single phone call and text message and transaction and everything going on? It's like, yeah, no shit, bro.
Yeah.
So it's kind of scary thinking if everything does turn digital, you're kind of at the mercy of the government, just hoping that they're going to be good Samaritans and not like fuck with you at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty though.
And cash though, but cash would have no, like the physical dollar would have no value.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is though, like as long as they are, so like that's the whole beauty, the whole thing, the whole appeal with blockchain is that it's decentralized.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's not owned by anyone. They can't. So unless they created, you know, like their own stable coin, yes, then they can regulate that. They can do whatever.
But I think that's
fuck.
What they would probably
that's
do.
That's 100% what
and
they'd
be able
do,
to track every dollar that, that wherever it goes.
Yep. We know how much you made. We know how much you spent. We know where you spent it. We know how much you owe.
Again, though, you know, that's not an awful thing for dudes that are doing shit by the book, because there's a lot of motherfuckers that aren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll now be fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like that's where, you know, they'll be able to rake in a whole bunch of fees, fines and shit, use that for shit that they actually need. So it's like for someone like me that, you know, I'm not doing any dodgy shit. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm with it. You know, fucking get that shit. And now motherfuckers are not going to be able to fucking, because I'm fucking paying my taxes. Yeah. Other motherfuckers better pay their taxes too.
No facts,
they better
bro.
Do all this shit. So, but yeah, it'll get to like the point where like, for example, like your ID and shit will be verified on the blockchain, you know, it'll be handed out through the DMV, whatever, and it'll be verified. So you're not going to be able to pull up to a bar and shit with a fake because it won't be fucking verified. Mm-hmm. So like it solves like a lot of fucking problems, and it'll pretty much just prove everything. Like even now, like when I'm trying to get my fucking, my license, you know, you got to pull up with your exact form of your fucking social, your original one, original copy of this, original copy of that. So that they can make sure that shit's real. This shit will all be on your fucking phone and verified. So for sure, like a lot of people have already fucking think, you know, crypto's over, it's done. A lot of people have been washed out. Like that's what happens every single cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's tweets and shit back from motherfuckers back in like 2015, 2014, when they're like, the exact tweet, the dude was like, fuck this shit. I've been holding Bitcoin at $14. It won't fucking move. Fuck this shit, I'm out. If bro hadn't fucking done that, his whole life would never have been the same.
Yeah.
You know, if he had just fucking held that shit. So it's like although, like, you know, it's fucking daunting and it's fucking scary times and shit, it'll come back for sure. There's a need for it.
It always
does. Yeah, exactly. And like we're talking about this Nancy Pelosi shit and all this fucking greed and corruption, you know, blockchain eliminates a lot of that because it's algorithm based, it's decentralized. It completely eliminates human fucking error, you know? So there's definitely a use case for it. And, you know, I think we'll definitely see some like changes and improvements. It's not going to be like this final form. Like Bitcoin's not going to be like the hero of all things. I'm not really sure what it's going to look like, but it will be something to do with, you know, crypto, blockchain, all that shit for sure. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
All right. I got a call in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
I got to get ready for it, but.
All right. Yeah. That's that wraps up the podcast. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Talked about a lot of shit. Like,
whenever I come on here, like time just flies by. Like, I know. Down, yeah. I'm like, no way that was an hour and a half, dog.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for watching. Thank you, Josh, for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
You'll definitely be on again. And make sure you guys are dropping a comment, liking, because we're going to be consistent again. Make sure you share it with your friends. We're also on Spotify. Oh, I forgot to say.
Yeah, we're on Spotify.
On Spotify and Apple Music. Yeah. But thank you guys for watching.
Yo, if you do watch on Apple Music, we would really appreciate if you left a review. Because it helps boost the reviews, actually really help on Apple Music. They help boost it to the top. So if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review. Code MOG on Anabars or code cousin.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys. See you guys in the next one.
Peace.